Hey everyone! Welcome back to another episode of Following Para Lumen, quote unquote, not your ordinary podcast, where we talk about all things under the sun. I'm your host, Danica Dehuko, competitive coffee drinker, passport stamp collector, and now your new favorite podcast host. Sit back, relax, and let's get the show on the road. Hey everyone, it's Danny, and welcome back to the Following Para Lumen podcast series. I'm currently here in the Philippines, still in the Philippines, obviously, because the whole COVID-19 situation is still ongoing. We've just hit 90,000 cases here in the Philippines. It's very depressing, and I don't really know how it's going in, like, other countries, because I've refrained from watching or reading about the news because it just makes me super mad, super angry, and super depressed. Like, government officials are not really taking this seriously. Like, I know that Duterte hasn't been taking this seriously, nor Trump, so yeah, I've not been reading about the news. I've just been reading books and watching movies and binging Netflix. But yeah, I've also just gone back home to my house because 3 weeks ago I moved back in with my mother. I know, crazy. But I mean, it was really fun. It was all bubbly and giggly and warm. I mean, it's always great to be surrounded by family, right? But I really am happy to be back home and where I'm alone. And I don't know, I just really, really love my privacy, alone time, and I really like hearing myself think. I don't know, when there's, like, a lot of people around me, I feel like I can't really work properly, and I can't think properly, and so my creativity kind of, like, dissipates, so I mostly work better when I'm alone in my own space. So, I don't know, it could just be me, but, like, I've grown accustomed to my, like, single lifestyle. Speaking of singlehood, we're going to be talking about why I'm choosing to stay single in my mid-20s. Controversial. Taboo. What am I thinking? Actually, I thought about speaking about this topic when my brother and I had this argument a few weeks ago. I was kind of meddling with his relationship with his girlfriend. I don't know, hashtag big sister duties or whatever. So I was kind of meddling within their relationship, I know, whatever. But then his rebuttal was, you don't know anything because you're not in a relationship. You don't know how to be in a relationship. Which is kind of not really offensive because that's his opinion. But I mean, I'm not in a relationship right now. But that doesn't mean that I don't know anything because I've been in a relationship before. And I know exactly how it works. That's why I'm not in one. Whatever. I'm just gonna be saying whatever a couple of times, like, on this episode. I don't know why. It's just, like, it's just my thing right now. I don't know. Is it because I'm not in a relationship, that's why I don't know anything about being in a relationship? No. Did I become upset when he said that? No. Was I hurt? No. Was I indifferent? Probably. I don't know. When he said that, it was just, there were a lot of things going on in my mind. Well, my defense mechanism was, like, giving me all sorts of, like, ideas and reasons as to why I'm not in a relationship. But when I dug deeper, when I really thought about it, when I really, like, thought it through, there were a lot of reasons why I'm not in a relationship right now, and I feel like it's a really good topic to talk about, and so that's what I'm going to be talking about right now. In the Philippines, it's actually so important to find a good Christian husband, and you should find it in the span of, like, early 20s to, like, late 20s. When you're 30, I'll forget about it. You're going to be an old maid. Well, that's what people think here in the Philippines. Every time I go back home from a trip, my family would always be like, what have you been finding and looking for in other countries? How can you never find a husband? Like, why are you not, like, bringing boys home? And I would just, like, laugh it off. Obviously, it's, like, a joke, but deep inside, it's not really a joke because they really want me to find a husband. And it's simple. I really don't want to find a husband right now. I'm not really looking for a boyfriend or, like, a husband right now. Like, what's so hard to understand? I'm just not ready. Like, this question is one of the questions that irritates me the most because I don't really want to have a boyfriend right now, and if I did, I would, you know? Like, it's not really that hard to understand. But there's just, like, more to it, like, than just me not wanting it right now. Well, for instance, I was in a relationship most of, like, my teenage years and my late teenage years and into my early 20s. When I was in high school, I was in a relationship. When I was starting college, I was in a relationship. When I graduated university, I was in a relationship. And it was fun. I mean, I didn't really regret dating those boys that I did because they taught me a lot of things that I know now. And they taught me what not to look for in a boyfriend, in a future boyfriend. Thank you, boys. but my younger self is fine, I think, to date because I get to quote-unquote experiment, or like I get to figure out who I am when I'm in a relationship. I get to figure out who I want to date in a relationship, like, and I figure out like what I want, what I don't want in a partner, in a relationship setting, and in myself. Like, I get to discover, oh, this is me, I'm the jealous type, or like, oh, I don't like dating someone who just always keeps on saying no, or like, I don't want to date someone who's very strict, I don't like dating somebody who's very religious. I get to know, and I get to discover what a perfect partner is for me, because then I know who I am. I feel like many people dive into the dating scene just because they're lonely and they feel like they're alone, and it's just not for me. I'm not saying that all people who dive into the relationship scene are lonely or alone. I'm not saying that. Don't come at me. but I know a lot of people who are in a relationship just because they're afraid that no man is ever going to love them or want to be with them when they get older. And that's just not the case for me. I just feel like I was in a relationship when I was younger that I've learned a lot about what I want to do, what I want to work for, what I want to work on during my mid-20s. And I know that there are a lot of people who found love very young. I'm not attacking those people. I'm not attacking people who found love very young. I mean, good for you. But then again, love is a case-to-case basis, and a lot of people need to know that. And that's just not my story. When I was dating my ex-boyfriend, my most recent ex-boyfriend from Canada, we were together most of my late teenage years and early 20s. I thought that, oh my gosh, I'm going to be one of those people who found love very young. And we're going to get married, and we're going to have children, and it's all going to be like butterflies and rose-colored glasses, but no. We broke up, obviously, or else I'm not going to be doing this talk. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not bitter or anything. There are just some things in life that are better when it doesn't work out. Like, for example, my relationship with that guy. but yeah, I thought that, oh my gosh, I'm going to be one of those people who found love very young, and it's going to be so much fun. I'm going to be not thinking about finding love because I already found it. I can focus on like many other things in my life, like my career, my studies, blah, blah, blah. And oh, how the tables have turned. That's all I can say. When I was in that relationship, I realized that I'm not as productive as I am. All I'd want to do is like talk to my boyfriend, video call with my boyfriend, do things that revolves my boyfriend, and like boyfriend, boyfriend, boyfriend. That's me when I'm in a relationship. Or it could just be me when I was younger and when I was in a relationship, because like I was obviously in my teenage years, early 20s, fresh out of uni, still figuring out what to do with my life. And I don't know. I'm just very clingy when I'm in a relationship. I can be very clingy. I know it sounds like very off-brand for me, but I am very clingy and I'm very jealous. And I don't like that about myself, because due to that, it ruined a lot of relationships for me. And I'm not really proud of that or anything, but it is me and it is a fact of life. And I'm slowly like working on changing that. I mean, I felt like I've changed. A lot of years have passed since I was last in a relationship. And a lot of years has passed since I was in my early 20s. Well, not a lot, but you get the picture. And so instead of like obsessing why I can never find the perfect guy or obsessing about not being in a relationship, I've slowly managed to channel my energy into doing different things that will be beneficial for me in my mid-20s, and that will be beneficial for me in my older years. Like, I can work on my novels, my children's book, I can work on my photography, I can work on my blog. Like, these are things that will help me in my career, because being by myself, there's no distractions. Like, I can work and work and work, and nobody's going to be mad because I've got no time for them. Nobody's going to be, oh my gosh, you never have time for me anymore. Like, you always just work and work and work. That's my impression of like a naggy girlfriend, just in case you didn't know. But I can work on these things that will get me advanced in my career and not be able to worry that there's someone at home waiting for me, and worry that there's somebody who's just waiting for me to give them my attention. And obviously I can travel the world. I can travel the world so freely because I've got nobody waiting on for me. Like, I can be in the Philippines today and I can be in Mexico tomorrow. Like, I don't need permission from anybody. Like, I can be in Mexico tomorrow and be in Dubai by the next day. Nobody's going to be looking for me because I'm single. And I'm not saying that as a bad thing. Like, it's good. I have this liberty to be where I want to be because I'm just by myself. And this is something that I'm not taking for granted. And I know that when somebody comes, I'd need permission, or like I'd need to consult them whether I could go here, because like we might have plans or something. And I'm not really one to ask for permission. Like, I mean, yeah, my parents can tell you all about it. But like, I'm enjoying this time by myself, traveling the world, meeting new people, meeting guys, meeting different friends. And it's just so beautiful. It's such an amazing experience. And I don't think I just want to give it up just yet. You know, like, I'm not in a hurry. I really am not. And of course, instead of obsessing about a relationship that I don't really have, a non-existent relationship, I can work on myself. I can work on my dreams. I can work on my career. I can work on my travels. I can work on my mental health, my physical health. I can work on a lot of things that will keep my heart beating just because I want to do it. Obviously, all good things, you know? Nothing that will be disappointing to others. There are a lot of things that I want to do, like save money for my dream business, or save money for my dream house here in the Philippines, or like find the perfect grad school for me, find the perfect program to get into grad school, or like find the place that I really, really want to settle in. There's a lot. And since I really don't know where I want to settle for now, I mean, obviously, I'll always have the Philippines, but at an early age, I knew that I wanted to live somewhere else. It's just me, really. Like, most of my family, my brothers, my parents are still here, but like, at a young age, I knew that I really wanted to live abroad, like, somewhere else. I thought it was New York City, but when I lived in New York City, I felt like it's just too busy, you know, too busy for me, because I like to stop by and smell the flowers. That's just the kind of person that I am. And in order to find this place, I need to be able to realize what I actually like, what I don't like, what inspires me. Because as an artist, you really need to be inspired. You really need inspiration. And I really need to be able to say that this is where I want to live without the opinion of another person. Like, without the other person telling me, I want to live there, I want to do this, I want to be able to do this, I want to be able to, like, live here, and blah, 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 I want this, I want that. I want all sorts of things. I mean, great, good for you, then go find that. This is what I want. And, I don't know, like, I'm just very indecisive, and I don't want other people telling me what to do. Sort of a rebel in some way. And I might sound a very selfish, but it's just, I don't like being told what to do. And in order for me to find the perfect place, I just feel like I really need to be alone, because this is something that I have to decide on my own. And if I have a boyfriend, I'd need to, like, consider what they'll think. Like, if they're gonna move there with me. Like, what if they don't want to move there with me? What if they want to stay in the Philippines or whichever country they live on? Then I'm gonna be super upset and I'd be able to force to live, like, where they want to live. Like, that happened to me in my last relationship. My ex-boyfriend didn't want to get out of Canada and I was like, I'll come follow you in Canada. But I don't even want to live in Canada. So fucking cold. No offense to my Canadian homies out there. Like, you guys rock. Still better than the United States. But I mean, you get the picture. There are a lot of things that I want to do by myself that requires me being alone and not being able to be, like, distracted by somebody else. It could just be me. But that's me. There's just so much to do and I'm not in a rush to find someone. I'm just not the type of person to rush things. Like, I really think about it. I really think about things. I really think about the factors of a decision, like the pros and cons. Like, is it worth it? Is it going to be great? Like, if I do this, what's going to be the outcome of it? Like, I'm very indecisive on my own. And adding up another person, what's going to be the end of me? Like, I don't know. I feel like this is such a topic that really gets on my nerves, and you can hear it in the tone of my voice. It's just a very sensitive topic for me, relationships, you know? And also, like, why is, like, singlehood such a taboo concept? Especially here in the Philippines. Like, people look at me like I have some sort of disease. Like, oh, how old are you? Oh, I'm 25, and you're still single? What the fuck is wrong with you? And, like, singlehood is not a disease, you know? Like, some people are better off single. Myself included. And I've perfected this lifestyle that revolves around my everyday life, my everyday, like, likes and dislikes, and it's just all about me. All about me. Sound selfish? I know, because it is. I wake up in the morning, I obviously brush my teeth and wash my face and put on my moisturizer, but then my day starts with me having a hot cup of coffee, and I sit on my table or wherever, like my window, my terrace, and I smoke a cigarette. And then I don't really eat lunch or breakfast. And then after that, I try to work out. More often than not, I fail. And then I go sit on my work chair, and then I work up until 5 p.m. If I get distracted, I'll try to take photographs of myself and of maybe of Dante and maybe of the street. And then I'll eat whenever I'm ready. I'll eat whenever I'm hungry or when I feel like it. And then I go shower and then I try to read, play the guitar. What else do I do on a daily basis ever since I'm here in the Philippines? I don't know. A lot of things. Sometimes I go out for a walk in the rice field. Sometimes I visit my aunt. Sometimes I visit my cousins. Sometimes I go biking. But, like, these are things that I do on a whim on a daily basis. And I know that my schedule doesn't really work for and everyone else, but it works for me. And I do the things that I like doing because I get to do it. And I don't really need anybody else's permission, you know? I mean, right now, I'm really so content with being by myself because I get to live my life to the fullest. I have great friends. I have my family. I have Dante. And I don't know, tomorrow I could meet the man of my dreams and I'd be like eating up all the shit that I just said. And it's fine. Because when he comes, great. Like, who doesn't want to meet the man of their dreams? Like, you know, I'm not crazy or anything. But until then, I'll be working. I'll be working on myself. I'll be working on my dreams. I'll be working on my career. I'll be working on a lot of things. And I'll be traveling. You can probably find me at the airport most of the times. Contrary to what people think, being single doesn't automatically mean that I'm lonely. Because to tell you the truth, I'm not lonely. I'm very much happy. My mental state is at its best right now. And I can do whatever I want. I mean, come on. How can I be lonely? And the thing is, I am at perfect peace with my own solitude that I love hearing myself think. Sometimes I even think out loud. People think I'm crazy. I even talk to, like, my recorder right now. I just love the process of waiting. I love being able to discover what makes the world go round. I love discovering what gets to me, what makes me laugh, what I like to eat, and what I don't like to eat. And these are all things that makes it seem so vain. But at the end of the day, you can't love somebody else unless you've really loved yourself. I read this today. You can't pour out of an empty cup. You really can't. How are you going to pour out love for other people when there's nothing on your cup? When there's nothing to pour love out of your cup because it's empty? And I'm not saying that it's wrong to love people in this age, because it's not. I'm literally just speaking for myself, so don't come at me. Because at the end of the day, we'll all find that person. Hopefully, I think. As much as I always say I don't really want to get married, it's just how I feel right now. Because I haven't found the perfect man yet for me. And obviously when he comes, my whole perspective towards love is always going to change because things change and our feelings change and our ideologies change over the years when we're presented with new ideas, new thoughts, and when we meet new people. It's just how life goes. But until then, don't ask me if I've found someone because honestly, I'm not really looking for it. And I know that there are other people out there who feels like all the men in the world are going to disappear if they don't find one who will love them. And it's not the truth. It doesn't really matter how old you are. If you found love at a young age or at a later age in life, it's completely fine because love comes at our own time. Different person have different timelines, and don't be worried if your older brother is still not married at 35 and you're married at like 21. It's completely fine. If you feel like you're ready, then go for it. If you feel like you're not yet ready, then don't go for it. It's as simple as that. If you're single, I really encourage you to find out what your hobbies are, what you like, what you don't like, and then list those down and then try to go from there. You like playing the guitar, then go play the guitar. You like reading, then go read. You like writing? Go write something. Don't focus and obsess about not finding the perfect guy or woman, because it'll come. For now, in your waiting season, you have to be patient. You have to work on yourself. You have to really think about what you like or what you don't like. In life, in love, in a partner, in a relationship, do it. Not being in a relationship doesn't mean that you're alone, because you have your family, you have your friends, you have your support group. And these people are people who love you. I mean, not romantically or anything, but like, they love you for you, unconditionally and without a doubt. And I know that you love them too. So, like, invest in other people, invest in your family, invest in spending time with your friends, invest in time for people that you love. And then you'll stop obsessing about not finding the perfect man or woman. And try to do things. Try doing things that are outside of your comfort zone. Try doing things that you've never really done before. Try doing things that you like. And then you'll really start enjoying life. Just go for it. Just go live your life. And don't be bothered about not being able to find the right one for you, because I can't stress this enough. He or she will come. It really doesn't matter when. When the perfect one comes, you have to be ready. And you can never be ready if you keep on obsessing about certain things in your life that really didn't work out, you know? I'm trying to be as helpful as I can because, like, I've been single for a long time now. And I'm really not stressing out. And I feel like a lot of people should not stress out as well if they're still single, because life is so beautiful and you really can't keep on stressing about things that are not working out for you. Because I'm sure that there are way more things that are working out. I mean, the fact that you don't have COVID-19 is a proof that things are working in your favor, you know? So stop stressing out. Breathe in and breathe out. The perfect one will come. And you just have to work on yourself, keep loving yourself, and you do you, boo. So I hope that really answers your question as to why I'm still single. Why I don't have a relationship, why I'm not in a relationship, why I don't have a freaking boyfriend. I don't have a boyfriend because I don't want one right now. And these are the reasons why I'm still single, why I'm staying single in my mid-20s. And I really want to hear from you. Like, if you're in your mid-20s and you're also still single, what have you been working on? What are your plans? What are your goals and aspirations? Let's engage. Let's talk about it. And if you're someone who found love very early, good for you. I'd also love to hear about it. And I'd love to hear about your tips and your tricks on how to make a relationship work, because obviously, like my brother said, I don't know anything about a relationship because I'm not in one. But anyway, never mind. But yeah, I hope you guys are all doing well. I'm sorry about that little episode rant that I just did. I felt like I just had to get it out there. I hope you are all safe from COVID-19, and I hope you guys are safe at home and you're doing things that you like, surrounded by family. And to all my fellow travelers out there who are stuck at home, stuck somewhere that's not their home but currently still stuck, we'll get there. I know we're forced to stay at home, but I have a good feeling about it. I'll see you guys on the road very, very soon. But for now, bonne nuit et schlaf gut from Las Islas Filipinas. Bye!